At the big climate change summit in Glasgow, Christian charities and lobby groups are making their voices heard this weekend. Despite the pledges made so far at COP26, campaigners fear much more needs to be done to ensure we limit the temperature increase by the end of the century to the target 1.5 degrees. I'm Glyn Jones, and for Premier, I've been catching up with a group of six teenage activists from the Catholic charity CAFOD. First, Dominic Ryan from Middlesbrough explained how he's spending the weekend.
We're taking part with other faith groups, probably hundreds or even thousands of other people, marching through Glasgow to demand climate action, working with other faith groups to demand that through our faith we see the world of needing our help.
Pass the microphone on to Sophie. Sophie Pierina from Colchester. Sophie, why did you get involved with CAFOD and with climate change?
I think for young people, we definitely want change. And I think that the only way to really get involved is to work practically and kind of get to the centre of it and make our voices heard.
OK, pass the microphone on to Emma. Emma Parlane from Newbury. Emma, what do you think of what the politicians have done so far at COP26?
Well, there's been lots of good policies so far that have been acted, like reducing coal and the finances that have gone towards that. We really want to see more and like more for our future to protect us and the most vulnerable.
OK, pass the microphone on to Caitlin. Caitlin Boyle, who comes from Harrow in London. Caitlin, you're working with CAFOD, the Catholic Aid Organisation. What do you think Christian groups are doing in lobbying at the climate conference?
I think it's so important as sort of, you know, people of faith, you know, being a young Catholic, to make sure that we are speaking out on behalf of those who are on the margins, those who are most adversely affected by the climate crisis. And I think as people of faith, it is important for us to, you know, stand together to raise our voices, because we have such, you know, networks all over the world, and it's just so crucial in something as, you know, as big as this and with such a large magnitude.
Okay, can you pass the microphone on to Danielle Green from Southampton? If you had Boris Johnson alongside you in Glasgow, if you could say one short sentence to him, one message, what would that be?
I would say that it's necessary to come up with the more practical policies for implementing the targets that have been put in place, because it's all very well and all very good having these fantastic, ambitious targets, but unless we find the way to make them a reality, then they will only be targets, and that's not really good enough for saving the planet.
OK, and if you pass the microphone on to Lena Kakpeska, who comes from Poland but is at Durham University. Lena, why don't you just leave this to the grown-up politicians?
I think we all have a bit to do here, and I just don't know if the grown-up politicians are doing enough. So this is our way of showing them that they are not doing enough, and we appreciate that. It's a big enough of a crisis that we all have to do something, and leaving it to the grown-ups, it just isn't cutting it anymore. So that's why we're here.
That then is an insight into the views, hopes and fears of some of the Christian teenagers lobbying the big climate change summit in Glasgow and doing their bit to encourage the politicians to turn words into actions.